Bastion Point was occupied for a total of 506 days, and the protesters still hope to return and add to that total. As the army, police and staff from Lands and Surveys ripped down their shacks, which many had come to call home, the protesters began talking about by what means they can continue their campaign to regain the land. The police operation was mounted with a methodical thoroughness that amazed onlookers. The police arrived in convoys of army trucks and buses and entered the land in squads marching four abreast. They then spread out around the meeting house on the point, forming a tight cordon with other police standing in the background as a reserve. This cordon parted to allow an open Land Rover with the Assistant Commissioner of Police, Mr. Bill Overton, and the Commissioner of Crown Lands, Mr. George McMillan, standing in the back seat to come in. They faced the meeting house and their Land Rover. The house was by this time packed with people, with the elders, who supported the protesters, sitting on the porch, and many others gathered in front. Here's what Mr. McMillan told them.
I hereby officially inform every person here who is not a member of the police, is not an officer of the Department of Lands and Survey, or not a person whose presence here is specifically authorized by me or my agents, that he or she is a trespasser. I hereby require every such person to leave this place.
No one made a move, and so it was passed over to Commissioner Bill Overton of the police.
Whether you leave peacefully and with dignity, or whether you are forcibly removed, is a decision for you to make. Those of you who are willing to leave are immediately to make your way to the gate facing the Ōreki Marae.
This is how the protesters reacted to that. After that, the police began escorting people off and arresting those who would not leave. Reporters, photographers and TV film crews were also threatened with arrest if we did not leave. Later, we were allowed to come back on, but were told to leave, again after being threatened with arrest, after the police decided on stage two, getting the hard core of protesters out from the meeting house. Those in the house were led or dragged off, but throughout the day there was no violence reported inside the disputed area. After this, the buildings were torn down, using Lands and Survey staff to do the work, which is not allowed under the Trades Council Green Ban. At about midday, the protest leader, Mr. Joe Hawke, arrived back from a trip to Wellington. After a tearful greeting from supporters, he told the crowd outside the gates that the government's actions were a form of creeping fascism, and he said he hoped to take the protesters' case to the United Nations. He compared the actions of the Crown to those taken decades ago to remove Te Kuti of Parihaka and his supporters. Mr. Hawke later told reporters they would be back on the land.
We will build a marae again.
On the land?
On the land. The government has engineered a horrendous, imbecile act upon the mana of our people. They've desecrated a sacred marae. They have desecrated the place where our baby Joanne rests. They've done all these things. And it can never be understood, as long as we live, the reasons for why we have suffered so much when there are many hundreds and hundreds of people who are squatting on Crown land, unmoved, who have not been threatened with eviction.
Meanwhile, the police were continuing their big job back at the station, processing the 230-odd people they'd arrested. David Steamson went around to the central police station for a look.
Most of the protesters appear stunned by what has happened, and many are unsure of police charges and bail. One protester has told me that he's been charged with trespass, but most of the other protesters are unwilling to talk about their experiences without permission from their leaders. Too much that's already been said has been twisted about, says one protester. A European woman who says she's been a long-standing supporter of the Bastion Point protest is one of several drivers ferrying the protesters back to the Ōreki Marae adjoining Bastion Point. There they'll see the awful remains of their lives on the point, she says. Today I'm not proud of being a Pākehā. Outside Auckland Central Police Station, this is David Steamson.
So the shacks, tents and caravans have gone, the meeting house has been demolished, and the protesters have gone, for the moment at least. All that remains are the police guard, the Trades Council Green Ban on any work at the point, and the Maori land dispute, which started the whole thing. Joe Hawke may well have been right when he told his supporters this afternoon that today was only the beginning. In Auckland, this is Colin Fesslier.
And in that report, there was a reference to Te Kuiti. It should have been Te Whiti.